When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
What's up,
guys? Hey, guys. I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Didi.
And this is episode 182 of the Oprah Rose Show. Like, subscribe, tell a friend. Send in any of your listener letters, questions, comments, concerns to the Oprah Rose Show at gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. And shout out to the people who are like catching up with episodes. So I've been like hit up in the over the past week with people asking me like which episode they should start on. I'm like, child, I couldn't even honestly tell you which one.
Could not tell you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No way.
So I've been giving like some of my personal favorites, but what I've noticed is that people are definitely like going back and catching up and then letting me know shit that we used to say. And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot that happened.
I don't even want to know that because I don't remember what I said.
Yeah.
3 days ago.
I be growing, and sometimes, okay, you know, I don't always say the right things. So,
and that, you know, bro,
I've said a lot of wrong things on this show.
Said a whole hell of a lot of wrong things. So,
if you listen week over week, thank y'all.
I would say start at the end and then work your way backwards. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I thought about that one as a response too, but I'm like, I feel like after a while you will want to go back to the top because it's like current stuff. So I was like, start at 100 and work your way up.
Not 100.
That's a good call out.
Yeah, and I'm like, start at 182 and work your way back.
I guess we were sort of more safer at 100. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. Depth for sure. Like episode 5 was like a whole different bitch. So,
Yeah. Definitely.
Like, listening to
I'm gonna be apologizing for shit years from now, I'm sure. With this sensitive ass generation, it's given that.
Ooh. Just in general. And literally, I was a whole different bitch. Like,
yeah.
I know I still say some wrong shit. So I'm gonna be forever apologizing for that. And I don't really do and don't have apologies for
it. That's life.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm going to be that when I get to be like 80, I'm going to be the really inappropriate woman.
Oh, for sure.
And you can't tell me shit. And I dare somebody to check me like, bitch, I'm 80. I don't want to hear shit.
You think
I've earned this?
You think I give a hell about her? Well, I don't.
You can say once you, I almost feel like it's like 67, 65. Still kind of young, a tiny, teensy, tiny bit when you think about it.
Like not at 60, I'm saying whatever the fuck I want to
say. Yeah, at 60s we're giving, but I'm like 67. Don't even question. Don't ask. I can literally say whatever the fuck I want to say.
When you qualify for retirement, that's when you become eligible.
What age is that? What age?
I think 65.
Kick in. Oh, okay.
You can do early retirement at 59.
I can say what I want and get a discount on the early bird special.
Okay, AARP.
Use my little AARP and go to Trader Joe's at 7 a.m. Look at all these perks.
7 to 9, senior citizen hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, do they do anything special for our senior citizens during that hour? Or is it just like...
It's just not as crowded, just with everybody else.
Got it. And you get first dibs.
Yeah, remember. Not even. I mean, I think... I don't even think Trader Joe's had that until COVID.
Yeah.
So that was, that's like something new, just so you're not, you know, obviously they're more high risk.
Do senior citizens still be getting like discounts and shit?
AARP on Amtrak.
Like, remember they used to just get randomly get discounted for everything.
The movie theater, restaurant.
They should. I mean, I'm sure like a chain restaurant. I don't know.
Yeah, it's giving chain only.
restaurants don't give a fuck. But chains. I would. They better not take that shit away because I'm looking forward to using my AARP card
and my Social Security, bitch.
That we have been paying all that, since that 15, we probably won't old. See. Definitely hopefully. Not. Seeing.
They took a lot out of my goddamn check for taxes. I better see that shit when I get it.
Also, it's giving storming the Capitol.
In Jersey, they have like a whole separate COVID tax. Like I had to actually I had to look through my. I don't think it's
like
in New York.
When you go to shop.
No, on your check every 2 weeks, like $300 or something like that. My homegirl was telling me about it. Yeah, and I don't see it on mine, so I think it might just be Jersey or maybe other states. So if y'all know, please tell us because I did not Google this.
Not they robbing you, them robbing you during a pandemic.
Chris Christie, what the fuck is you doing, bro?
Yeah, to pay for all the other.
You know he's a Republican. Wait, he's still the governor?
I thought so.
No, I don't know.
I know he used to be. Maybe he still is. Anyway.
Well, y'all was just
not surprised.
I was just in a red state too.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Arizona.
It's so funny you said that because literally driving down, there was two cars of us driving to Arizona for our friend's birthday, Sedona to be exact. In my car, somebody was like, is this a red or blue state? And I was like, that is a GG politics as usual question.
Turned blue.
And that's what I think somebody was saying. And I was like, I have no clue. No fucking clue. That is not my thing.
They are traditionally red state.
Got it. And they turned blue. Okay. I mean, it was given like slightly racist in the air, but nice, if you will.
Yeah. It was like that old racism. You know, not old 1960 racism.
Yeah, I was like
the racism of Elkhart, Indiana.
What is that?
It's like it was like given the same type of like them are the same type of people. Although in Elkhart, Indiana, they were still having like KKK rallies when I was growing up. So,
oh my God!
You know, but it was like we was getting the energy. So we did the hot air balloon ride. And I think his name was like Tom or some shit.
Blair.
Blair was amazing. But remember his energy when we first got there? It was like very off-putting.
Yeah.
And then when we got there, we was like making jokes with him or whatever. And it was like we became those aggressive blacks, I guess, non-threatening blacks. Or he thought these are some cool blacks. I'm convinced that we were probably the only black people who's ever done this.
I was about to say
a group that looked like us,
and we were still singing like Cardi B. I think he just had no choice. Like it was two other white people, and he's making jokes the entire time, and so we're obviously like making jokes back with him.
He's making racist jokes.
Love dry humor, so
non-black
I was having
racist
a ball.
Jokes, but he was definitely making racist
they
jokes.
Were Latin racist jokes.
He had an Asian exchange student, so we'll just say that. I'm not even gonna sit up here and tell the joke, but I thought he was fucking hilarious. I wouldn't because I was making jokes right along with him. But so.
Well, shout out to y'all for being on the hot air balloon. I was like, oh, they are so fancy. This was day one of your trip.
Yeah. We got up at like 6. We got there. Like the trip, I think I did not realize the flight was so long. So it's like a 5 to 6 hour flight from New York. Which I hate flying. And then there's a 2 hour drive and I hate road trips. So I was like, what the fuck did I say? I thought this shit was a cute 3 hour and Uber to the location. But no, it was so much fun. It really was. So yeah, we had the hot air balloon and I mean, get you a friend that is an event planner. Although I will say Dee, you and Kenny can like plan the shit out of a trip. I'm not that girl. Like I have to travel with people that do that.
Yeah.
So each day, you know, and it wasn't like so structured that you're like, oh, you know, I don't have a moment to breathe, but like you kind of knew what was on the schedule or the itinerary for each day, more so like what to expect. It was amazing though. I napped every day. Apparently Leos are sleepy people, like a lion. I was like, maybe there's some truth.
Yeah, all of the Leos was like napping, child. Okay, well, one Leo took a 3 hour nap. I was like, dang, girl.
3 hours? Oh, she went to sleep.
It's giving jealousy. She had to get nap.
Yeah, like, and I just like lay down and I'm fine. I might not like fall, like that one day I did fall asleep, but I definitely lay down every day. I was so tired, like, so something about the altitude, child, it was making me sleepy as shit. Like,
yeah,
I love it.
It was beautiful.
I mean, the dinner looked beautiful. Fallon looked beautiful.
Oh yeah,
like her photos. I was like, you better hire a fucking photographer in Arizona. Man.
A photographer,
of course, a whole photographer. Yes.
I looked for everybody's photo. Shout out to Maine. She looked like she was having a good time too. The karaoke was amazing. Like, y'all was on the Oprah Rose page giving it up to the girls.
Yeah. You cannot do a trip without karaoke.
I was like, T didn't bring her mic? What the fuck?
Was like, damn, I forgot. We literally only watched YouTube videos entire time, except for Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, the last day I think we watched YouTube, we watched videos and listen to Jasmine Sullivan the entire time.
I love that. I love it. Just singing, living. I said, love it.
Mm. Bought some crystals and it was a full moon.
Oh, yes.
We set our intentions and put them on the ground.
Charge them up.
Yeah. Although I was saying that I have crystals in my windowsill that have been charged for like every full moon since I moved into my apartment, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. Neither here nor there, but yes, got some new crystals that I actually know the meaning of them.
Oh, dope.
Yeah. Because I do have a meaning of my other ones.
Yeah. I just collect rocks when I go to places. Like, literally.
They had so many crystal shops, though. It was like concerning almost. It was like appropriation of the Indians almost. Like, what? Like, how is it 20 crystal shops in this small ass city? Like,
but I feel like they're known for that, like massages, although I did not get that, like, even though that's very different, obviously, because we're talking about natural resources. But I feel like, you know, like crystals and hikes and all that shit is just like what you go there for. So it's like, we're going to give you a few things, a few different options of these things. Because you could also tell, like, we went to one crystal shop and I was like, oh, this is the expensive place. I'm not getting anything.
Yeah, she was in there tied fucking chart for one little crystal, $30. Like,
yeah. You could look Girl. At it. Yeah. You could look at it and see. And then
did you pick out
like,
the crystal yourself, sis?
Right, right. Like, did you get it from the rock?
Girl, did you go with the hammer?
Right.
It was given that. And then the other place we actually ended up getting some from, like, mine were like, I bought one for $15 and the rest were like $1. And I was just kind of like picking them up from the
ones. They should be free. They come from the land.
Points were made.
Like, why are you selling land, sis?
Yeah.
Points were made. Oh my God. Never thought about that.
Definitely. Did y'all catch the Golden Globes while y'all were there?
We just looked at a little. Did you say you never watched it before?
I've never watched the Golden Globes. So 2021 is not the year. I just look to see who the black people are that won. I've never watched the Golden Globes. No.
I've watched before, but I for sure wasn't watching that shit on my vacation.
No.
No. Mm-mm. Now, if it was the BET Awards, absolutely.
Oh, okay. That
would have been an event.
But the Golden Globes is the whitest award show out of them all. Like, yeah, they all are, white. But it's,
yeah.
What was the hashtag they had before?
I don't even know. Something about
Golden Globes. Oscar so white.
It should be Golden Globes too.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's the same.
They found out this year that the foreign press, the members, I think it's like 81 members, none of them are black. Like, no member of the foreign press is
not
black.
Surprised. Like, and that's why they get the voting
committee. The foreign press is the voting committee
for the Golden Globes. And none of them are black.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. White. It's real white.
But that's why so many things get overlooked and snubbed.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I was like, I'm super good on it. And obviously, shout out to the people that won, I think.
Yeah, Daniel. I can't remember his last name.
Kalua.
Yeah. Wait. Not Kalua. What is it?
I can't say
it. K-A-L-U-U-Y-A.
I don't know.
So, shout out to Daniel.
Sorry. Yes. Shout out to Daniel.
Judas and the Black Messiah.
Yes.
Shout out to Chadwick Boseman for winning Best Actor for Drama. Andrea Day for Best Actress in Drama.
Are we watching that Billie Holiday movie?
I haven't seen it yet, but
I haven't.
But are we watching it?
Oh, we not supposed to?
I'm just saying, are we?
I wasn't like nothing interests me to be like, let me hit play, but.
No shade to Andra Day, but I guess maybe now that she won a Golden Globe for it, I may click play.
Yeah.
But having her be the lead star for that was definitely not an engaging like thing. I don't know her for acting. And I also kind of am like feeling a way about no African American like Black Americans getting any of these roles that are significant to
Where's Andra Day from? She's British.
I don't know. I thought she was Black.
I don't know, but I mean, I don't know. Let me fact check her. I thought she had one of them accents.
She might. I have no idea. I don't really know her story.
But okay, she's from San Diego. But
Daniel, no shade to him. Love him. Because he's definitely a British actor. Even Damson, he's a British actor. Cynthia, she's a British actor.
Cynthia looked amazing too.
I didn't see any images for her. Was she nominated?
She usually does.
I don't think she was nominated, but she was on the virtual red carpet.
Yeah, she had like that green, lime green on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they just, I don't know enough about Andra Day, but like, I feel like that casting, like Billie Holiday is such kind of like, and also like dark and tortured role. And I just don't get that from Andra Day also. And also, you're also a singer. Like, not to say that you can't do this, but Amazon got me once with that dumbass Sylvie's Love. So it's also that. I'm like, I do not need another Sylvie's Love. I hated that fucking movie. Wasted my time.
I like Sylvie's Love.
I wouldn't even recommend it for anybody. I hated that movie.
Hated.
So I was like, oh, Amazon.
Wait, so this Andra Day movie was on Amazon? Mm-hmm. Or Billie Holiday?
I thought it was Hulu. I thought it was Hulu.
Actually, Hulu.
Sorry, the girls didn't fact check anything. Any
Jesus Christ!
Look, y'all are listening to us as we figure this out.
We're figuring it out all together. Conversation. Yeah. Sorry, it's Andra being from San Diego. My bad, girl.
Jesus, it was on Hulu. Hold on, and it's on Hulu. My God.
You know what? I was thinking of what's her name?
No, but she does have a little accent. I thought maybe she was Canadian.
She does.
She got a little accent. It's definitely not giving
Ella May, the other Leanne LaHavis. That's who I was thinking of when I was
love her.
Yeah, we talking about could have seen Leanne LaHavis play it. No shade. Like, I don't know. I'm just not.
And congratulations to all the winners. Oh, Jamie Foxx won for Soul.
He sure did.
Congrats to him. Always love Jamie.
Yeah, award shows are just different within COVID, just because it's like some parts are live and then some parts is pre-recorded. But we'll see how the rest of the award season goes. You know, I'm waiting for BET Awards because I feel like they were the best award show during
the first.
Right, and they were the first.
Yeah.
They were able to do it right.
For sure.
Yeah. I hope that they can have the flexibility of having a lighter year. I mean, because I actually went back and rewatched some of the BET Awards. I was like, oh man, this was so heavy. And I turned it off and I was like, okay, yeah. It was so good. But then I was like, this was so heavy. Like, I don't.
Somebody had passed away?
No, that was in the midst of all of the protesting.
Oh.
So it was just very you know.
It was Kobe, Pop Smoke.
Well, yes. And all of the deaths. Yep. But it was like, what's her name? Amanda. She was the host. And, you know, she's extra mad at white people every day, so she was really, really mad.
Okay.
And
so hopefully they can do that better, child.
Well, the people are mad at T.I. and Tiny right now. Next up on the news that happened over the weekend while y'all were away, apparently they having some sexual allegations, and the people are saying arrest them.
That is a mess. Like, I haven't really delved into that, but what I have seen is they stopped shooting the show. Tiana Tiny, and then he was on Ant-Man and like a Marvel movie, and he's not coming back for episode 3. I'm not saying that it's not true, but obviously if I will whoop somebody's ass if it wasn't true and I was T.I. and Tiny and now I'm losing out on my checks.
I'm losing checks expeditiously.
Without it. And then, you know, I haven't looked enough into it or whatever, but I'm like, this is a mess. And they got grown children that can see all this. And
yeah.
It's messy.
You know, when victims come out and talk about their stories, you know, you got to believe them and, you know, what they're saying. Like, it can't be 11 women saying the same story.
Now. Wait, what?
It's 11.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Whatever they say he did, then he did it.
And they were talking about, like, in the New York Times report, like, a lot of the stories are very similar.
Right.
So it's like 11 people all lying, all having similar, you know, stories and experiences.
Y'all, I did not know that.
It was 11.
So wait, and the women are saying that they drugged them and they had sex.
Some of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to go.
Or it was like a forced ingestion.
With both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? Somebody like,
yeah,
me,
forcing you to take drugs and yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to move right
along. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. I can't move.
Mandatory good time, they said.
Wait. Yeah, we might have to come back to this. I have so many questions.
So we could talk about this on the Patreon if y'all want to.
We're going to have to.
Yeah.
Let's actually do some. Because it's giving real Cosby vibes, child. That's a mess.
It's a mess. Like, it's really a mess. And so the lawyer is representing these 11 women and saying that there should be an investigation into what's happening here.
Yeah, it should be. What's the nigga's name on Power? And he's like, well, if I know some, I might just have to tell some. Like, it's giving that, like, for everybody, because 11, I thought it was one woman this whole time.
No.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Nope.
Enforced, and I can't imagine that, but like, okay.
We're going to save that one. Whew. Okay.
Face is just right. Up, please.
So also a lot is going on in the sneakerhead world with Nike and the VP of North America stepping down because her white ass son is reselling tennis shoes or sneakers, rather.
Whatever they said that she did, she did.
She did. Now, this story is insane because I feel like on a weekly basis, I scroll on Twitter and I see at least 20% of my timeline complaining about not being able to get new releases or re-releases or anything like that.
All the time. So
it's giving Ivy Park release on Adidas. The second you try to click on it, it's sold gone. Out.
Every shoe.
And every then single again. Shoe.
People on the sneakers app screenshotting either they got them or they didn't get them and people are upset.
And the fact that Nike even has that whole like got them or whatever thing that just
fuels the fire. They know what they're doing.
They know because obviously they get a percentage, of course, off of the resale market because it's so expensive. And now we have the vice president and general manager of North America. Getting her hands really, really dirty because it was crazy how they linked. So basically the story is her son, he been running this business and his Instagram and his postings of money and shoes and
did you
cars
see how many
and
shoes?
Wealth.
The
wasn't
shoes
enough.
Were lined up like
the
just
clout
boxes.
Chase is too motherfucking real. The clout chase is too real.
God.
The man had to get an interview. He had to let these bitches know he was balling. So he got a journalist, got an interview. And luckily the journalist whom he had the interview with was a little bit of investigative. Saw the name
but
because his phone
friend,
records.
And it was a friend too, though, right? Not even just like a random person.
No, it wasn't a friend because his name. Well, I don't think it was a friend.
The friend would know
who his mom is. So it can't be a friend.
This is true.
So because they because what happened was he Googled, he saw the name come up when he called and it was his mother's name. So he Googled the lady's name, come to find out she is who she is at Nike. Mm. And then they find out that her credit card is linked to all of his purchases, which is about a $200,000 expense.
Child, but he was bringing in about $100,000 a corporate card, girl. That's what I'm hearing.
Not a corporate card.
And that's why she definitely had to step down.
Word on the street.
Not a corporate card.
I got that tea from 66 Poppy. Yeah. That's what I'm
Wow.
Hearing.
We're giving extra dumb.
Oh,
that opens up a whole new can of worms, because that is completely complicit. Like, you and the someone, you still have to submit all those expenses. Like, someone has to know about that.
Yeah, like, regardless if it's corporate, personal, wouldn't you know if your child is buying all of these sneakers? Like,
she knew.
They're at the house. Like, yeah. He's making $100K a week off of this. Like, this is a business.
Wild. Like, and he was using employee discounts. That's why I'm like, no, she absolutely knew.
Employee discounts, had access to all of these extra fucking
rare shoes.
Like
he was showing shoes that I had never seen before, but if I was a sneakerhead, I'd be like, oh my
god, right.
Like, wow. It's crazy. I mean, she worked for Nike for 25 years and had to step down immediately. And then it was just kind of like, all right,
rightfully
step down.
So, bitch, get down.
We won't do anything. But the whiteness shows, because she was just able to step down and nothing happened.
The caucasity of it all.
But you know what was fucked up? It was giving. I kept seeing so many people tweet and basically had this level of like emphasis of feeling sorry for her.
Because
they were blaming her kid. I literally saw one person tweet, imagine working up the corporate ladder for 25 years just to have one of your kids fuck it up, and that's why kids are bad vibes. And I'm like, bro, she was fucking in on that shit. How your son, that's 20 years old, bringing $100,000 a month, and you don't fucking know it? Get out of here.
You don't ask when there's 700 pairs of sneakers at your home lined up. Like, no, she knew.
She was in on it.
No. Lean out. I don't feel sorry for her. I don't.
Like, for your career lean to back. Go down like that, but I mean,
she's straight.
Right.
Absolutely.
25 years. Like,
she's
she
straight. And go and get another fucking job, too.
And she probably will still get a severance.
Yeah.
Depending on where her contract is.
Her stock options, I'm sure.
She has stock options.
If she has a
husband.
She'll
be hired in 2 months.
Yeah, she'll be completely, like, absolutely fine. Like, that's crazy. Yeah, because
but do we think his business will come back? His sneakerhead business, the resale?
Yeah, because I feel like he still probably knows somebody at Nike. Like, he was also just selling tips to other resellers.
Yeah,
like,
he was and had a whole business behind that. Yeah, like with subscriptions.
Right. Like, of selling tips. So like, you kind of, like I said, after this many years of doing this, like, you still know other people beyond your mother.
Right.
That, you know, and it probably like whatever employee discounts he was using, like, he's probably not going to go as super hard, maybe take a little break. And then
the mom probably still got somebody on the inside at Nike to make the shit.
And it'll probably just like resurface under another name. You call it something else.
Yeah.
But it's still him. So it doesn't look like it's as fraudulent, and life will continue as normal.
Yeah.
Sadly, you know why people can fail up, child. So
yeah.
Not fail up.
They can do it all the time.
That's, I mean, the sneakerhead culture in itself, like, that resale world, like, it skyrocketed during COVID. Like, it got worse. And, like, white people really took advantage of it, and case in point, and now it's, like, catching up to people like him and her who have really taken advantage of the average Joe.
Yeah, literally. I guess because everybody's home. I mean, ain't nobody going nowhere, but everybody's home.
Right, when people be buying these sneakers and, like, doing the StockX, like, screenshots and all that, I'm like, where you going? where you going? Tulum?
I think for some people, it's like, you know, I was actually watching a Michael Jordan documentary earlier this morning. It was actually really good. And, like, and for some people, it's
another
still like a euphoric, another one. But this is old. This one's old.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a euphoric high almost, like getting sneakers and putting them on and the whole process of like all that. I guess the same way, you know, if you're like a woman and you love, I don't, your hair or bags or something like that, like sneakers for some people, it's like the equivalent of like, you got to have this Jay and this one resonated with your childhood. So you got to have this one and this color wave and like,
right.
It ain't a billion dollar business.
Like that Dream Doll song.
And I said that shit in a meeting the other day. I was like, like, could not think of what I wanted to say.
Oh, and plus you're around a sneakerhead. Your nigga's a whole sneakerhead. So
right. So that, yeah, it. Like, exactly. Like that, I have witnessed that shit is literally like a drug where I'm like, I don't, like I said, I don't understand it, but for some people it's like
shit. Punch, yeah, too. I be DMing thing. Him about shoes. I was like, how'd you get these? He's like, when you want them, just let me know. I was like, noted. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, you gotta know thing. Who to get the damn, yeah, shoe.
Yeah. It is. Like, I remember wanting like Jordan 3 so bad. It was like my favorite Jordan. And this is like 2011. And I just went to some random store and didn't even know that they were charging me more money because they had them early. So it wasn't retail. It's like, I'm not a sneakerhead. I don't know all of this. I'm also not, I'm not standing in line. Like, I'm not doing any of that. So
like, remember the days of just walking in a store and buying a shoe? Never.
Right. Again. Never. Never. Ever. Like,
that's never happening.
It's so quiet.
I walk down Lenox now on a Saturday. And it'll be a line outside. I'm like, what shoe came out? I have no idea.
But wow,
they are lined up.
Yeah, I can't even. No, that is not part of my ministry, child. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. At all. Well, back to Black people.
Well, I mean, speaking of some sneakerheads, we got two sneakerheads that are in love now. JT and Lil Uzi Vert.
I was like, is she? Are they
some sneakerheads?
Yeah, I was like,
that was a nice little segue, though.
Yeah, like, are they?
The post that JT had posted this week with the two of them, he had on his Jeremy Scott's and she had on her, I don't even know what shoe it was, but it was a sneaker.
Oh, yeah, her little pink. I know. Maybe. I think they're like, I don't know what they are, actually.
Two high schoolers in love.
It's so messy. I mean, it's
so messy.
They're so messy. Like, I feel like that girl she did her little thing. She wanted crab legs and he sent them or whatever. And then his little girlfriend.
Now you're eating crab legs.
Now you in a frenzy and I'm eating crab legs. And then I guess whatever girl that he was talking to did her little, you know, post. And then she went back and did her whole like thing and like put him on her gram and all that. And I'm like, y'all are so toxic. Like, wasn't he calling you ugly last month and like whatever else?
He was.
Yes. They had like a whole thing last month. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if you like it. Yeah. Like, if you like it, I love it. Like, but that it's just.
I just don't see JT with him.
And I found another tweet, like Shade Room had posted it and it was like, y'all just mad because he not with a white girl or some weirdo bitch or something like that. He with a hood ass bitch. And I'm like, yeah, JT, nobody saw this for you or him. No one saw this.
She like her niggas with a little razzle dazzle.
Right? I see.
Like, where I'm not mad meet? At
that. Open the girls' minds, JT. Okay. Open the girls' mind. That ain't my type of nigga, but go ahead.
Right. Where do they
meet? I don't want nobody with no diamond in their forehead. I'm straight on that.
It's giving WandaVision. Like, I just don't. It is fucking the fucking Infinity Stone in the middle of his head. I don't understand.
Not like, WandaVision, bitch.
It is. I'm like, what do they talk about?
Crab legs.
Yeah, and when those are eaten, what are they? What, like, seriously?
Fashion, clothes.
What do Uzi Vert and JT conversation look like?
Purse, Chanel bags.
Absolutely. Duh. That's literally what they're talking about. Fashion.
And they're both wearing them, so.
They're both wearing them.
I'm
trying to match Chanel bags with my next nigga. Okay.
I'm not. Can we match? Look, and I'm like, I'm not.
Open up the girls' minds a little bit.
My mind is shut, closed. Okay. No, hell no. I don't even like them damn Mercs, child. No. Mm-mm.
The Mercs are hilarious seeing them in action. Boy, let me tell you.
No, I'm super good on all that. Like, you can get me one, but no. Mm-mm. Like, who reached out to who first? Oh, God.
I feel like he reached out to her.
Yeah, probably.
I don't see JT.
I mean, and he still is a nigga from Philly at the end of the day. I think we forget that because he's so like
he gives global. Me Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly. And he's from Philly.
He gives me Atlanta at every measure.
Right, through and through.
Yeah, nope. It is through and through. No, remember he like beat up somebody at Starbucks. It was like Rich the Kid too. It was like a Roots Festival, like maybe a few years back. So I forgot. Uzi got hands. He little. So you know he probably been fighting
from Philly. He's for sure a boxer. Okay, you know, every dude from Philly know how to box.
He been fighting all his life because he little. So I'm sure he probably had to. They're probably making fun of him. Mm. What is his real name? I have somebody like what should we call him? Little Uzi. I can't. These rap girls, I mean, I just can't keep up. Then Megan and
Party. Yeah, Party. It was a coming out relationships
was. Post Valentine's Day. Couple weeks.
Yeah. Post, right? Because we thought, well, you know, I think the timing is also just, I'd be side eyeing a bunch of shit. Because remember the whole live that was with Megan and he was like going off and yelling. Mm-hmm. And it looked,
her
and it,
you know, just, in the bathroom.
Yeah, and it just did not look good. And now you post him, like I don't know. I also don't believe in coincidences, really. So I'm a little too calculated.
She was letting the world know that she's safe, and that was just he was just joking.
And I think I think it's giving like, no, he's not this like monster that you think he is. So let me post him and look at how cute we are. As opposed,
I didn't
just
know
like,
he was cute until
he's fine. He was that deep. He's fine as hell. I was thinking, honestly, she was like, my nigga is fine. And look,
And I definitely, as soon as I saw it, I was like, the first day I saw, I said she has to. If they're gonna stay together, she has to post him, and it has to be something cute. So I'm actually shocked that it came this late. Like. Yeah. Honestly, would have thought it
was the
come
post
last
with the
week.
The buffalo wings.
Mm. No, whatever. Wait, what?
Oh, you're talking about when he flew her out for Valentine's Day.
No. I'm talking about when they had that little altercation when he was wilding out on her. I literally was like, she has to, if they're gonna stay together, and this is like a thing because they've been dating for like some time, I've heard. So I was like, she has to, it has to be something like cute to be like, oh no, it's not this like monster. Like I said, it's not like what you think he is. I really hate that I even think like that, but yeah.
It's true. I mean, you know, we work in the music industry. We know how
it's all calculated. Yeah. I don't think that anything is ever that natural sometimes. That's why I'm like, okay, girl. All right. Okay.
But yeah,
like, she should have just kept on not posting them.
Yeah, and after that I was like, she has to post him.
But she had to.
Yeah, after that you have to post him. It's like, I'm safe, guys, especially after just this like
what happened
after what happened with Tory Lanez,
little shorty.
Yeah, I hate that for her. I also really hate that for her.
Yeah.
But I feel like you could just go radio, stop showing your personal stuff and just, you know.
If she wants to share her life, why stop?
I know.
That's tough. It sucks. That's a very tough bat. And I think because Megan is somebody that shares so much of her personal life that, to like stop cold turkey, it's like, hey, what's going on? We're so used to you showing all this. Right. So, you know, to find that balance, that's really tough.
Especially when you 2 years ago were, you know, I mean, she's the same girl, but 2 years ago, she wasn't as big as she is now. And she was, you know, posting anything and everything. And then you become this global superstar overnight, essentially. And then now you got to monitor everything you post. I couldn't imagine 2 years from now, like not being able to post whatever I wanted to post anymore.
If I was famous, I would be private. Like, or if I like a shit ton, I would be private. I would not. Yeah. Y'all would not see me. Like what? No.
Yeah, it's given on private. Like
comments disabled. Like I would
comments disabled.
Like I would social media.
Okay, not comments disabled. Comments disabled on if I posted my kid, but if I became famous, I would probably stop posting her too. Yeah. Or she would only go my close friends.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, I think, or you can, you know, you can even have like only comments from people you follow, or it would be given that.
Comments. Like this user has limited their comments.
Yeah, yeah. It would not be a free for all. And I would be more guarded. Like,
You just have to protect yourself and the people around you.
Yeah. That's people are crazy.
They are
crazy.
Like that Lady Gaga shit. Like what happened with that?
My gosh. I think everyone is still like, what mystery?
Happened? Like, what the fuck?
So, I mean, long story short, her dog walker was walking the dogs, three dogs. It was like 7 p.m. in L.A. And someone came in a white sedan. They're thinking it's like a Nissan Altima. Wanted to take the dogs from him. And he fought back. By him fighting back, the person shot him in his chest and was able to take two of the dogs. And he kept one of the dogs in the scuffle and then skirt with the two dogs. And he was hospitalized. Lady Gaga came out and was like, oh my God, I'll give $500K to whoever finds my dogs. 3 days later, this woman comes to a police station in LA and says, I have these two, I think they were like French bulldogs.
Yeah, French bulldogs.
French bulldogs. And she's like, I believe they are Lady Gaga's. Lady Gaga's reps came down to the police station, was like, they are her dogs. And the lady was like, she just found them tied up to a pole and brought them into the police station. So she's being investigated to find out if she knows anything else. But it's just very like a mystery of like, how did they know to go to this person?
Yeah, it sounded like an inside job.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. That is horrible. And whatever that lady, whatever they said that lady did, she did it. Nobody just finding no damn two French dogs. Two
French bulldogs.
Roaming around Beverly Hills tied. Like, yeah, you did all of
to
that.
To a pole?
And you did all of that, shot someone. So now you've got an attempted murder charge also in addition to theft or whatever. I don't even know what stealing dogs falls under. And you're just going to tie them up to a pole?
Kidnapping.
Kidnapping.
Yeah,
does that count for dogs though, or is
it should? Because less if I take my fucking dog, it's fucking kidnapping, and I'm ready to fight.
That is disgusting. Like I'm good. Yeah, I don't have any parts of.
Yeah, like it's such a mystery. Like how did you know they were Lady Gaga's dogs? How did you know that this was the guy to? It's just so many questions. I don't know how they're gonna.
That's a lot.
Figure this out.
It's easier being broke. Like, it's way easier.
Is it?
Wait, ain't that a J. Cole?
That's what rich people say. And I'd rather like to find out. You know, don't tell me no shit, rich person. Don't tell me shit is easier when you broke. Get out of here. I would like to find out for myself.
I would love to find out. I can't definitely wait for our rich vacations.
Yeah.
Definitely want to. You think it's easier rich to be rich and single or rich in a relationship?
Easier to be rich.
It depends
rich.
On what you mean by easy. Like, what part of your life?
All of it. I just feel like the ease of being rich and single, you ain't got to worry about shit. You can go where you want to go. You take your little trips. You can do what you want to do.
But you don't know if if people are genuine, if they want you for your money. Because even people switch up, people that you've known for years, and now they see you living well.
So I was actually watching an episode of Trap Queens right before we recorded.
I still have to watch this show.
And it's so fucking good. And the one lady, because she didn't know if he was with her after her for her money or not, if a nigga spent the night, he had to sleep on the floor with her dogs. Like, you not sleeping in this bed. You come in here for what you come in here for. And you
can't even get a couch.
No. I was like, wait, what? Letting you know your place, letting you know your role and your position in this household. Like, it's giving. Or, I mean, you have to find somebody for like that kind of equally, if you can, that equally yokes and matches that. So, you know, like you don't want a Kenya and Mark child, because Kenya, remember, I mean, Mark was sitting up there.
Yeah.
Talking about Kenya can have it all, which is so crazy to me that they didn't have a prenup. Like, Kenya was so in love with this man. That's what it also tells me.
She was the only person in love. Yeah, she was playing a role.
Yeah, she threw caution to the wind. Miss Candy would have told her ass to have a
sure would have.
Had she talked to people before she got into this?
This situation, before she got married,
wedding.
Like, I'm sure Cynthia and Mike have a prenup. Like, that's just so dumb at this stage. And now she's so perplexed that
as to why he want alimony.
Yeah. He was quick to file that divorce and request alimony to give a fuck about that custody, child.
But he can't even do it because he requested it in New York and she don't live in New York.
Right. Yeah, so I didn't know that you have to file for divorce, I guess, in a state that your partner that lives either. Excuse me, you have to file for divorce in the state that your partner lives in?
News to me too.
or maybe where they have their marriage license. So maybe their marriage certificate is in Georgia.
Maybe.
But this is all news to me because a bitch ain't married.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'd rather be rich in a relationship, like just being able to share that with somebody else. And to G's point, like, people aren't genuine once you come into money and you just don't want to, you know, be looking around and dating all these people and they want to date you specifically because you are rich.
Yeah. I mean, I think for men, I wonder what a man, because, you know, let's say if you're a man with like a bunch of money.
Ask me.
I was going to say heterosexual, not, you know, no shade. You know, if you're dating and let's say you're dating someone that's like younger and depending on like let's say like a future, like he is dating these girls that you can probably like mold a little bit more. Like I don't know Desti Orr's bank account. I don't know how much assets she has under her name, but I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say it's less than Future's. So you know,
go out on a limb.
You know, she has a song called Rich Bitch. I don't know her life. Like, I don't know her life. So
she said manifestation. But I too do not know her life.
Okay. Yeah, we ain't talking about manifest. We talking about real shit in the bank account. So, like, with that, like, you kind of know, but like, more than likely, you're dating women that probably, you know, they look amazing, but they have less, you know, financial wealth and security than you do. But I feel like for a man, you're probably like, that's normal. Like, you're okay with that because she's gorgeous and she upkeeps herself. And
yeah.
Desti Orr ain't keeping no home. I don't believe that either. You take care of, like, you hiring the people to clean up the house and shit like that. Right. Sign me up. Yeah, as I'm and explaining you can manage, this, sign me up.
You know, you control the situation more too if you have the money. You know what I mean?
You control the power. You're just going to be naturally controlling because you have the money. Like, I wouldn't want to be in a situation where I'm coming into someone that is rich because I'm always going to have to be like super submissive and I'm always going to feel like I'm asking for shit because it's your money.
I don't mind that.
What was that? I would like to see that. Sorry, no.
Like, I mean, I just given she got her own, okay?
Yeah, right. Like,
I got my own bills, man. Help me out, please. Take these off my hands.
I would like to test that theory out. I wouldn't be mad at that. No. Mm-mm.
I love it.
I mean, the bitch
like this.
That's easy. That is easy. Easy peasy.
It's giving damsel. Y'all know I'm a damsel in distress. Like, oh, I can't figure out how to pay my rent that I've been paying for over a decade. Yeah, it's giving.
All of a sudden, she just don't know how to pay it. My bank and account unlinked. Oh, I don't know what to do.
Right, exactly. Like, all my money left. I don't know how that happened. Yeah, it's giving that. And I pay rent today.
Getting on my knees.
Yeah, it's giving. It's definitely, it's giving and taking shit.
Speaking of getting on your knees, it was this funny ass thread on Twitter discussing that sucking dick is basically like new age slavery.
Say what now?
So sis, this young lady named Cocolo Minaj, she was retweeted a tweet that said, "Females be sucking dick on the first link up, then wonder why I don't trust them." And she retweeted it and said, "This is exactly why I said sucking dick is slavery. You've been brainwashed into thinking an act that is only really sexually stimulating for the man is hot and sexy and fun while they play in your face, even when you're a good, happy dick sucking slave for them. Stop sucking dick." That's what she said. And then continued to go on and say, because somebody else responded to that tweet and said, "But it's fun." She said, "How is sucking dick fun? Do you feel anything when a penis is in your mouth? Or do you just enjoy pleasing your partner? Is that pleasure being reciprocated? Is your sexual pleasure being centered?"
I mean, I approve this message. Shit. I literally do. You know, I'm not one that, like, I could take it or leave it, child. So I approve Coco Loco Minaj's message.
Wait, what? This one girl responded to her, said, girl, shut the fuck up. Sucking dick is sucking dick. Just because you don't do it, don't mean others can't. Also, you have to be dumb as fuck to think someone can't have pleasure from satisfying their partner. Y'all hoes want to be mad at everything.
Oh,
y'all,
she said that you can't. She said you're not feeling. So I'm reading the
really
whole thing.
Be mad at everything, but I'm that, into reciprocity.
That's true. Like, y'all hoes really do want to be mad at everything.
Wait,
but,
she called it patriarchal bondage. Like, that sounds like force. Yeah, I don't like. It's not that. It ain't that damn deep now.
What is going on Twitter?
What is everybody mad? Child, everybody mad on that Twitter sphere.
And just be making up like trauma bonding words and like all of those little buzzwords that you want to say that sound cool and shit. You it's like a lot of this shit really isn't that deep.
It's not.
Yeah. You know, I'm not, but I'm also not. I am not the like first link up and second dick person at all.
Well, if we're having sex. Like, I don't know. Like, if we're having
if
sex,
you even know.
Like, I may, it really depends. Oh. But if we there, I'm there. I'm a, right. Like, just a no holds bars. Like, I'm just here for the good time ass bitch. So if I feel the need to do it, or like me needing it, not necessarily him insinuating, asking, requesting, or whatever, but I am one of those people who actually enjoys sucking dick.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say, and I think that's the difference, that, yeah. Right? Right, exactly. Like, you enjoy, I don't hate it, but
I enjoy it.
I'm not like, damn, I really want to do that right now. Like, I have that thought has never crossed my mind.
But I do think it's about to be quiet for that. Like, you know, I get why people stop. I totally understand why she like, I'm not sucking dick no more.
Yeah, I mean, I like doing it out of like pleasure for him. It does nothing for me, obviously. But like, I mean, if I'm,
it don't turn you on a little bit.
I mean, it do, but it's like, you know, I'm doing it. You're gonna do it too. It's like, you know,
it's definitely giving reciprocity.
Yeah, like,
well, absolutely.
You know, you finish, I'm a finish too. Okay.
Not like that power thing, too. You know what I mean? So
yeah, like I never experienced that. It's just like, okay, you like this, so I'm gonna do it. Like I've never felt like.
Yeah, I've never felt that. I'm just like, okay, we're here.
Yeah, you know, put on your little lip balm real quick and go at it.
Not your little lip balm. Oh yeah. My God. I'm dead. I am dead. Yeah, but I think that
is such a huge part of it. Like if you genuinely just enjoy it, like obviously it's not that deep. Like it, and like I said, I just don't
it's not like, that deep.
Love it. So yeah, I'm like,
if sucking dick is going to keep your man, suck some dick, bitch.
But this is I feel like this is talking about like first. I'm also thinking like first. I'm not talking about in a relationship. I'm thinking like first date link ups, that type
of
thing.
I mean, I also suck my man's dick the first time we linked up.
So. Oh.
Child, that was like 2008, my lord.
Suck dick when you link up.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you know, she was frisky back in those days.
Not frisky.
She was a young hot thing. Okay. Do you want it on the floor? Do you want it in the kitchen? Do you want it?
I'm dead. Okay, Petey.
Wow. I can give you anything you can handle.
Freak-a-link.
I love it.
So then you do believe on sex on the first date?
Yeah. I mean, it's not giving Monica first night. Mm-mm. I'm making a move and I will. I'm making a move.
I should be. And honestly, I it is so antiquated, but clearly that's me. I'm an old ass antiquated ass bitch. I actually, like, it could even be the second link, but the first one, I just feel, at least in my experience, it has just never turned into anything like relationship wise. So I think for me, that's why I'm like, it's not really, like I said, if it's like whatever, and this is not about to be my nigga, it doesn't matter. But right. If it's somebody that like you could potentially, for me, that I could potentially see myself having a future with, it's giving like, I have to put the pause on. And it can even be the next day.
I think that I but think not the first if I'm day. In a relationship, if it comes to a point where I'm trying to get in a relationship, maybe, but every nigga I've been in a relationship with, except for my first boyfriend, because I was like a virgin, I fucked them really fast. Like first night, maybe. Like I've never waited.
Come on, that's that damn Scorpio. Come on, right.
It's terrible, them. But you know, I've never waited.
And I have every time, like any relationship, I have every time. And obviously there was no dick sucking on the first night. I have waited every time. Yeah. It is giving dry. Oh my God. I am so vanilla. I hate that.
You just have your, you have your standards and your rules. It's fine.
These are my boundaries. Because I know what the other people don't know. And that's all right.
Once you get me there, it's fine. But look, okay.
You got to go back and listen to the episodes, y'all.
I got to fuck on the first night. Now I can't have standards because I already got a kid. Ain't that what Kevin Samuel said? He was like, you done already gave it away.
Oh my God. So now you can't have standards. I'm dead. Oh my God. Yeah, let him tell it that like women with kids aren't valuable. And that nigga is crazy.
I should make a move, but I won't.
I can't. Oh my God. I'm like thinking about all these Kevin Samuels quotes. Yeah, that nigga is so crazy. Like
he's insane. We'll go off.
Ciao. Ciao, ciao, ciao. Well, y'all.
Suck some dick.
Suck some dick. Suck a nigga dick a fine.
Hey.
Like that might be how we
name
how
the we episode the Suck Some Dick.
I love that name actually.
Okay.
I had it as something else. Like,
we'll see what it's going to be called, y'all.
We'll see what
it's
going to
be
called.
A surprise. I'm excited.
Right.
Well, the quote, I won't worry about the things that are out of my control. Take that how you want to take it. That can go so many different ways.
So many different ways.
So many different ways. So, ciao.
Yeah. Okay.
Until next time.
It's been real in the field.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Bye.